Hello, boys and girls. Today we're going to talk about fluency. It's a word that you should be familiar with, but let's break it down to find out what it really means. To be a fluent reader, you're reading smoothly and automatically. When you're doing this, you're using accuracy, expression, and you're paying attention to punctuation. You're thinking of your pace. How quickly or slowly are you reading? A good fluent pace should be just like you're speaking, not too fast and not too slow. You're also using great expression. Your voice is not monotone. You're going up and down in inflection and making your reading sound exciting. And last but not least, and I feel like this might be the hardest thing of all, you must pay attention to punctuation. A fluent reader is not concerned with how fast they're reading, but making sure that each sentence makes sense so that you can understand what you're reading. Therefore, punctuation is very, very important when you're reading fluently. Stop at your periods, pause at your commas, use expression when you see an exclamation point. Think about how you ask a question and make sure your voice matches that. I have an example for you of a fluent and non-fluent reading. You decide which is which. The Disney movie Cinderella is a lot like other versions of this tale. It has a mean stepmom, two ugly stepsisters, and a prince looking for a bride. The story is a classic. Now I want you to stop and think. All of the things that I just listed that a fluent reader has, did you hear those in that reading? Yes or no? Now, listen to this reading. The Disney movie Cinderella is a lot like other versions of this tale. It has meant to stop mind to ugly stepsisters of prince and looking for a bride. The story is a classic. Cinderella's fairy godmother creates a lovely dress for Cinderella at the ball. Now think about that reading. Did you hear the components of a fluent reader? After listening to this podcast, I want you to think about how you can set some goals for yourself to become a fluent reader. What are the things that you need to work on so that you can sound fluent when you're reading?